This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 116 for Tuesday, October 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures remain on a downside on Tuesday, but attempted a recovery late in the session. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $2.30 at $677.50 per ton, and the heavily traded January contract foregoes $1.40 at $689.80 per ton. There is caution in the commodities market, with concerns focusing on a likely recession and how it could impact demand. In the meantime, pressure on canola is coming from weakness in Chicago soy oil, while soybeans and soy meal edge upwards. Added to the mix are declines in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mixed. A drop in global crude oil prices is putting increased weight on vegetable oil values. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its October supply and demand report late Monday afternoon, showing few changes in its canola data from September. One notable exception is the oilseeds ending stocks for 2022-23, tightening from 1.5 million tons to now 1 million. The Canadian dollar retreats to 72.81 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.03. The United States Department of Agriculture published its crop progress report on Monday afternoon, placing the soybean harvest at 76% finished as of Sunday. That's a gain of 14 points on the week and 9 ahead of the 5-year average. The U.S. corn harvest reaches 59% complete, advancing 14 points, and is 5 points ahead of the 5-year average. Winter wheat planted hit 77% in the ground, up 9 points and pretty much on par with the average pace. More than half the crop has emerged. The USDA announces a private sale of more than 117,000 tons of current crop corn to Mexico. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract adds 8.5 cents at $12.95 per bushel. December soy meal jumps $13.70 at $434.20 per short ton. But December soy oil gives out more than 6 tenths of a cent at 51.32 cents per pound. Corn is lower as well, with its December contract losing 6 cents at $4.84 per bushel. Oats are now higher as its December contract turns around, adding 4 cents at $3.90. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago December is down 7 cents at $5.80.5. Kansas City December gives up 8 cents at $6.63. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses a dime at $7.28. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.